Feel like your life's too busy to go back to school? With Miller Mott College's online programs, you decide when and where you learn. Gain invaluable insight from industry-experienced instructors, all while building connections with peers who share your drive for success. Our team is only a call or email away to give you the academic and career support you deserve at every step. Have time for what matters while still reaching your goals. Visit miller-mott.edu. That's miller-mott.edu.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance on this third day of November 2025. And, you know, they said he would never amount to much. Now, I never said that, okay? But, in fact, I prove just the opposite. Two nights a week. He's my esteemed producer, Kenny Vyhosky.
Appreciate it. Good evening, Pastor.
There you go. And tonight we also have with us, and we got to... You got to kind of tune him up because he's a little hard of hearing, so you got to turn his volume really high, Ken. We have, now he's been a voice for decades. I know that because he's been with me for decades. A voice for God, for country, for the family, for decency and honor and integrity. None other than Pastor Joe Larson.
Well, thank you for that introduction. I'll remind everybody you were my teacher and my mentor, so I have to give you a lot of credit there. Glad to be with you, boss.
All right.
I'm so glad your surgery went well and you're seeing out of the least one eye well, and we're going to just keep you in prayer for the next one, right?
Amen. Listen, seeing is wonderful. It really is. I mean... You know, you don't, that saying, you don't know what you've got until you lose it. Boy, how true that is. And it came upon me real quick.
That, yeah.
But I want to praise the good Lord for that wonderful surgeon I had. Not only was she, did she know her business, but she was pretty, too. And then also
no, wait,
the nurse,
wait. Was this before or after?
even with
smart.
My other, yeah. But anyhow, she's even prettier after. Okay, but
all right, then it worked.
Yeah, it did. And then my nurse I had over there, Danielle, they couldn't have treated me better. They really make you feel special there. And you know, I noticed something. What a difference in the attitudes of the people working at the VA under Trump and versus Biden. Under Biden, they were not happy. They were not happy. The attitude was not one of patriotism too much. I mean, there were good people there, but under Trump, a whole different attitude there.
Well, I imagine they feel
100%.
I imagine they feel more appreciated.
They do, but you know, even with, remember, they laid off thousands. They cut the workforce down by thousands, and still their attitude is so much better under a real president. And so, and I can tell you, like I said, I have been, because Joe and I have been going to the VA for a long time, you know that. Boy, I see a big attitude change here. And Joe just said he saw the same. Anyhow, we need to get into the message tonight. And the title was Parable of the Woman and the Judge. Let's do this. Let's take it verse at a time. And so, Joe, go ahead and read just verse 1 and pause.
All right. And it comes from Luke chapter 18.
Right.
And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint.
So when he says to this end, he's referring to back to what he had just previously said back in Luke 17, verses 30 through 37. Let's take those quickly at a verse at a time. Even thus shall it be in that day when the Son of Man revealed. In that day he which shall be upon the housetop, and his stuff in the house, let not him come down and take it away. And this is the field, let him not likewise return back. Remember Lot's wife. Now, it's an interesting thing, because he's talking to the Jews. He's talking to the Jews there in Israel. And, of course, you know, in Israel, they spent a lot of time in the evenings up on the rooftop. That's where people spent the evenings. They would go up on the roof, and they'd sit there. The roof would be flat, and they'd have like a little wall around. And so here, he's telling them that this time, and of course this time he's talking about the tribulation period. During this tribulation period, you don't go down, okay? Remember Lot's wife. Don't look back. And remember, she didn't want to leave what she thought was so important to her, huh?
Right. He's just saying, the stuff in your house, leave it. It's yep. not worth going back for, period.
Whosoever shall see.
That's pretty, yeah. To someone who has very little, that's telling them quite a bit, isn't it?
Yeah. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. Whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. In other words, he's saying, look, if you're martyred, if you die for my name's sake, die with me, then you're going to have eternal life, huh?
Right.
And then he says,
being born again, right?
Absolutely. That's what he's referring to. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed, and one shall be taken and the other left behind. Two women shall be grinding together, the other shall be taken and the other left. Two men shall be in the field, and the one shall be taken and the other left. And that's interesting, because I hear the two men in the bed, this is nighttime. The two women grinding, they did their grinding in the morning. That's when they did their grinding. And here, the men worked in the fields in the evenings, or in the afternoons, rather. So, now, that can only happen when it would be night, morning, and afternoon, only on a round planet Earth, huh?
Exactly. As so, the time moves, as the Earth turns, time change.
Yep.
Yeah, it's spreading across time zones.
And there are time zones overseas, too, right? Not just here.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, I know what jet lag's all about. And they said, and they answered and said unto him, where, Lord? And he said unto them, wheresoever the body is, thither will be the eagles gathered together. And, of course, he's talking about Revelation chapter 19. And that's the eagles there are really referring to vultures. And he's referring to when the vultures feasted upon during the end of the tribulation period. The bodies of all of those that died during that period. So now we go back to chapter 18 and verse 2, saying, there was in the city, now here, listen here, there was in a city. Now you remember he says a means a particular city.
Right.
A judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. So that has an inference that this is an actual happening, that this was an actual story, not just a parable, but an actual story. And there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, "Avenge me of my adversaries." So she wanted to be vindicated, didn't she?
She did. She had been done wrong, and she wanted justice.
And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, "Though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual complaining she worry me." Would it look good even for a corrupt judge to continually ignore the pleadings of a woman or a widow?
Right. And sooner or later, word gets out he's ignoring this, and it's not good publicity. It's not good for your reputation.
Not the kind of man we want as a judge.
Concerned, but about himself only, right?
Right. So, it's, in other words, he's not really the kind of man we want judging us, huh?
Definitely not.
And so, yet because this widow troubled me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, "Hear what the unjust judge saith, and shall not God avenge?" So here's the important thing right now. "And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him through this long, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, the Son of Man cometh, and he shall find, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?" Now, this is that's a question out there, and that question also is kind of like, in a way, kind of like a charge given to us, that and how are we to answer that? Yes, we're to what? Respond by saying, "I have the faith. I'll keep the faith." Right.
Right. I'll believe. I have faith in you, Lord, and in your time it will be done as you have said.
So now here, for the longest time, Joe, we have been talking about the persecution of the Christian church, and especially in Nigeria. We've been talking about it for the last several years. We've been over and over talking about it. And we have kept saying all of this time, people pray for those folks there, pray. And we have been here. But not just Nigeria, but also North Korea. In North Korea, the persecution of Christians is horrible. China, they use them, harvest their organs. And even in Canada, the persecution, against Christians. And during the Biden regime, it was here. In fact, we just had, even recently here, there's a town pays damages for going full anti-Christ on a man promoting Jesus here. And we just saw recently in Dearborn, Michigan, where Christians were silenced. They were told to keep their mouths shut, and they weren't welcome.
One Christian was told he could leave. He wasn't welcome in Dearborn. He was a Christian. He was not welcome there.
Yeah.
That was the mayor of the town personally telling one man, "You're not welcome. You're a Christian."
In Dearborn, the mayor is a Muslim, the police chief's a Muslim, everybody, all the lawyers, the courts, the entire police force are all Muslim. And so they're trying
to be a warning. We were talking about that last week, that one thing about Islam, they try to conquer in two different forms. One is, of course, direct war, and by taking over, the other is they send their people in, and they start building and having children, building communities, taking over a section of a city. Pretty soon they take over the city. They start it in surrounding cities. Pretty soon they take over an area. And the goal is to take over an entire country, without having to fire a shot. And well, you see this happening in England, and a lot of the towns there are no-go zones for Christians.
Right, absolutely. England's virtually become a Muslim-run country.
Right.
It has.
Dearborn is just following the example of what the Muslims did in England. And if the British don't wake up soon, there won't be a jolly old England. It will be a Muslim nation.
And it's about to happen in New York.
They've got to decide what they want. What?
I said, and it's about to happen in New York City.
Well, this is the point that we're getting to tonight. The whole point of this is prayer. God answers prayer, but you have to be faithful. See, you have to believe. This is why over 50 years I've been telling people, listen, God will answer prayer. Pray with me and on this. And if they do that, but they got to believe. You know, if they have just a little bit of faith. Now, here we've been praying, and we've been praying, especially in Nigeria, that the Lord would provide protection, to be a protector and a provider. And now you've had President Trump come out and give a stern warning to the president of Nigeria. And I just heard tonight a fellow who's in a missionary who is in Nigeria, and he's saying that it's already started that the government is cracking down upon the Muslim terrorists, and that they're going after them now. And so that, in other words, Trump threatened to cut billions of dollars in aid to Nigeria, and then threatened to send U.S. troops to Nigeria. And so now we're seeing a crackdown upon it. Boko Haram and a number...
We've been talking about that for so many years. I mean, what has it been, Boko Haram? We were talking about that, 12, 15 years ago or more?
Yeah. But the question was, the answer was prayer. And tomorrow we're answering because of the elections, like he said, in New York City. And, you know, I know that all the polls have our people behind. But, again, this is where prayer is very, very important. This is where prayer is very important. And we need to do that. And in fact, let's do it right now. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, and folks out there listening to us all across the country, wherever you are, what they want, if New York goes communist, folks, they're looking to have the liberal blue cities go one at a time. You'll see communists, that you'll see them actually calling themselves communists now. Okay, that'll happen. Okay, but we need to pray, because communism and Satanism is one of the same. Communism and Satanism is one of the same. It's like whether you drive a car or an automobile, right? Or whether you have a dog or a canine, it's one of the same.
The communism system.
Everything. In fact, I'm going to do a little reading on that here from the naked communists and some of what they've said. We've done this over the years many times, but let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I just want to hold up these elections tomorrow, and Lord, I hope that people pray across the country. We know that there's power in prayer, Father God. Lord, to send a strong, strong message to the communists, to take your communism back to hell where it came from. Take it back to hell. We're not going to do it. We're not going to have it. And the people in New York, Father God, for those out there, we know that they would destroy. We know New York's Babylon anyhow. We know it's a wicked city. And we know, Lord, that the New York State Legislature, they're wicked people. I mean, just an ungodly, with very few exceptions. In that New York State Legislature, you have some extremely wicked people. When they voted to be able to kill babies right up to the time of birth, they applauded, they partied. Just the thought of being able to kill innocent little children. These are ungodly, wicked people. Ungodly, wicked people, Lord. And so, Father God, I would just pray, Lord, that you would, again, use your mighty hand and bring it down. And Father God, that you would not allow that wickedness there. for a communist to become the mayor of that wicked city. It's been wicked enough. But Lord God, I just would ask, and for the other elections too, you've got in each one of these, you've got Christians versus Democrats, or the Antichrist people. And Lord, so I just would ask, Father God, Lord, that you would, because we know the other side, Lord, is going to be using every kind of means. We know election fraud, whatever they can, cheating, they can't tell the truth. And Lord, so we would just ask that you would, again, Father God, that you would intercede on behalf of your people here. And Lord, we want good people, decent people, clean government, godly government. So we would ask that you would come against the wicked. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'd like to add something. When we did the Bible study, that first verse, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, not to lose heart. And I think that's one of the things that things happen on God's time, not ours. And too many times people lose heart. And they think, well, if God hasn't done it by now, he's not going to do it, you know. It was the same thing, like, with the coming of Christ, like even in verse 8 where Jesus is saying, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? He was rejected. He found a lot of unfaith, shall we say, right?
Absolutely.
He suffered a lot of rejection. And it's because, oh, Christ isn't coming, you know, he hasn't been here. The prophets kept saying he's coming, but no, he's not here, so he's not going to come. And it's that losing heart, losing faith. And this is the time that we need everybody to remember everything God told us in his scriptures were active verbs that run to the battle, fight the fight, the good fight of faith, reprove, rebuke, you know, testify, witness, so many words, they were all active verbs. Pray without ceasing, pray all day long as you do things. And just thank God that, you know, like you drive across town, thank you for the travel mercies, thank you for the good weather. It doesn't have to be, you know, you don't pray all day long and chant, but you're talking to God as you go about your day. And we have to remember that's what he wants, people talking to him, that personal relationship, and believing in him through prayer are speaking to him, right?
Absolutely. And he doesn't say what he doesn't mean. He made a very, very clear display, and we are to pray without ceasing. See, here's the best thing about prayer is we can pray about everything, you see. And yeah, we're open, and that just drives the opposition crazy, the fact that we can do that. And so, anyhow, I want to make a quick announcement here, and that is that this week, Steve Thunder, remember you folks out there, we called him C.S. Thunder, and our conspiracy, he was with us for many, many years. He belonged to Doers of the Word Church, and here he had passed away a week or two ago, and I'll be preaching his, well, we're going to have a graveside memorial service for him. What a story he had there. The last time I see him, he came out to the house here, and I was talking to him about, you know, you really need, because he checked himself, you know, out of, what do you call it, you know, when they put you in there, where you're about ready to die.
In hospice. Yeah.
Hospice, yeah, and he just checked himself out. He said, no, he said, I'm not going to sit there and die in the hospital. And so he checked himself out, and he came over to my house, and we sat there, we talked for a while, and I told him some things I thought could maybe help, because his heart was only working at 20% capacity. And so, anyhow, his brother was helping take care of him, his brother James, and then James had a pretty massive stroke, which left him.
Oh, wow.
And so Janice, his wife, ended up taking care of both of them, which was wearing her down. And they finally got a hold of me, and so you know, after Steve died, they finally got a hold of me, and that's why things were, why it's going on so long here. But we're going to do that service at Graveside. It's going to be a Graveside service, and that's this coming Thursday at 11:30 at Resurrection Cemetery. That's Resurrection Cemetery, 6303 Center Road, Valley City, Ohio. And we'll be back right after this.
I had this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, "We want this country back. And our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore." Remember golden days, when the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off. We're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Now we know our cause is right, and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, "We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking any more back. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. Take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore.
We haven't been taking it here at all. We've been pushing back the whole time. And but you know what we're gonna do tonight? We're gonna do something a little different here, folks, because maybe we haven't been fair. The Democrats say we just haven't been fair to them. So, because
okay, I guess
of that,
that's what it is.
Yeah, we haven't been fair, and so tonight I'm going to take the side. I'm going to defend democracy. Dumbocracy.
Oh. Okay.
And so here, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take their side and plead their case for them against you right-wing Christians.
Wait, so you're playing the role of the Democrat?
Yeah, I'm the Democrat. I'm the defender of the Democrats. Okay.
You're not wearing a dress, are you?
No.
Okay. Just making sure you're not going too far.
All right. Okay. Just a little makeup, maybe, but no. Yeah. Yeah. I'll figure out how to put that lipstick on. But, anyhow, here you go. Here I go. I'm going to go after you guys. You see, if you had your way, you would never allow biological males to dominate women's sports, even if they feel like they're women, even if deep down they feel that they're having today, they're having a woman's day, and you wouldn't allow it. No, you wouldn't allow it at all, and you wouldn't even allow them to go into the bathrooms and the showers with the women, and just what would you do if they decided to have a period, you know? Well, you would call Tampon Tim in that case, I guess, but so how do you right-wing Christians answer that, huh?
Oh, thinking themselves wise, they became as fools. Even at a parody, it's hard to answer that with a logical, rational, you know, only someone in these who's lost his mind could see any logic and reason there.
Well, I would say you've got to trust the science. And the science says that there are two genders, male and female. And you were born either male or female, so trust the science.
All right, so then you're trying to
trust God.
You're trying to force logic on those who are opposed to logic.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to use terminology that you should understand.
All right. You people always are complaining about we're losing population. We're in America, we're not keeping enough of our population up. And you know, because and that's going to just kill Social Security.
Yeah.
But you, what would you?
We need more babies.
Yeah, but that's just the point. You won't allow us men to have babies. You won't allow us men to every time we, you know, you won't allow us to get pregnant or breastfeed or anything. But right, and so how do you answer that? I mean, doesn't it fall at your feet?
No. Show me one man who's ever had a baby. I'll show you a woman who is dressing like a man, acting like a man, but she still has a female womb, and she receives sperm and conceives a child, or it's implanted in her. And I don't care what she looks like on the outside, that womb designates that she and all the cells in her body are female.
Yeah, there's been plenty of women. There's been plenty of women over time that look like men. And there's been plenty of women who have mustaches and could still have babies. But there's never been a man, regardless on looking like a woman, who's been able to have a baby. So, I mean,
yeah,
it's not our doing.
Are you sure?
We're not preventing that. God has already done that.
So you're against gender neutral, too, I guess.
I don't know what that means.
Well, you know,
can you explain it?
Yes, I can explain it. But you see, gender neutral means that you're neither male nor female, but you're both.
Huh?
Well,
yes.
You go back to a biology class and you look at plants, or you look at animals and everything in nature. All of your cells in your body are whatever you are. If your general nature is a plant, it shows one thing, but all the other animals, it's either you're either two X chromosomes or you're an XY chromosome, and you're either all male or all female by the genetic makeup of each individual billions of cells in your body. Cannot be changed.
You're only saying that because that's the type of thing that your God talks about in His Word, the Bible,
mm-hmm.
and that's uh-huh. why you're saying it.
And it's
that's
also fact.
Part of it in science,
yeah,
in biology class. Yes, I had biology in school, and that's what they've taught for about 200 years.
Yes, but you don't understand, us Democrats and communists, we don't believe in your God.
But again, we go back to science. We're using your terminology, trust the science.
Well, science is what we think, what we say it is.
Is it?
No.
That is not scientific.
Something that can be verified through repeated experience or visual proof. And you can look at their chromosomes. They could look at the RNA, DNA. It's real simple. DNA is used in court to, you can even identify a certain individual out of millions of others. You can pick out a certain individual. You'll know, they know exactly what sex, what race, everything by the genes. So, no, I call that science.
Well, then why does the AMA no longer require a male or female to be put on birth certificates?
What is female?
Because they've given to political correctness, which is cultural Marxism. And they've been afraid to speak the truth because somebody would call them racist, sexist, homophobe, some kind of word. They don't want to have to stand fast in the truth and take the heat. It's easier to be a sheep and go along and not rail the water, so to speak.
If there were...
Christian, you stand strong in the faith, and we're not afraid to not only reprove them, but I will rebuke them and tell them, thou shall not, cannot, must not, will not go there, because it is wrong.
You talk about your science, and yet you mention women, yet we all know that nobody knows what a woman is.
Well, then...
The Supreme Court Justice doesn't know, but I'm afraid my wife does, your wife does, and... They have a very clear understanding.
But if you don't know what a woman is, then how can you advocate for men who think they're women if you don't know what a woman is?
Well, that's because those men don't know what a woman is. If they did, they wouldn't be calling themselves women.
They think, and thinking is not the same as being, right? Wishful thinking. Remember, there's an old joke, you can wish in one hand and something else in the other. Wishing doesn't get you anywhere.
You're trying to confuse the argument with logic.
Yes.
Sorry.
Logic has served me well for a great, great many years, and it was God who gave me reason and logic and knowledge.
It must be extremely illogical of us.
What? Logic was something that Christians invented to persecute Democrats.
No,
it's commonly known.
He gave us kingdom authority. He gave us logic, reason, and knowledge through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. And I'm afraid that gives us kind of a better understanding of the world than any of those in the Antichrist system have.
Well, your prejudice, we know that you people only want to promote people on ability, talent, or merit, and not on their genders or their races.
Yeah, because that would be racist or sexist to promote someone based on their race or their sex, or to not promote someone based on their race or their sex. Either way you go, that would be the definition of racist or sexist.
That
there's an easy way to determine you have a heart problem and need heart surgery. You have two surgeons, one who thinks they're a surgeon, they want to be a surgeon, one who is a surgeon who has done many, many, many heart surgeries of this kind that you need. Would you pick the DEI person, or would you pick the surgeon who knows he's a surgeon and there's no confusion there. Which one would you want operating on your heart?
Remember, tonight,
real deal.
Tonight I'm a Democrat, so... All right.
It's whichever one Obamacare gives you, right?
Yeah. Now, you...
What a fool.
You right-wing religious crazies would make it so that men could only marry women, and women could only marry men. we would have no Buttigieges, no wives like Mr. Buttigieg. Mr. Wife?
And Mr. Wife. And what good do they do? They cannot reproduce. And God said the meaning in the very beginning. He told us to go forth and replenish the earth, refill the earth with mankind. And a sodomite cannot do that in any way, shape, or form. They cannot be obedient to God. They cannot commit. And he said the two become as one because we're different, not two the same. It gets nowhere. If we had to depend on that for replenishing mankind, lesbianism, sodomy, the world would have disappeared long ago.
Yeah, I mean, like if you're building a cabinet and you need to screw these panels together, you're not going to try to screw a screw into a screw. You're putting a screw into a nut. Otherwise, it doesn't work. It's not going to stay together. Same with a family.
Well, maybe. You know, you have to understand, I'm a Democrat today. I put my shoes on, and I put my socks over my shoes, because I don't have to do things the way logic says so.
You don't have to, but that's your feet. It's your problem. You're not. You can't force that on somebody else, so I don't care if you go around barefoot in the snow. That's your problem.
You got to keep your shoes clean somehow, right?
Yeah.
For years, we've been trying to...
I have no right to tell my children that they have to do that.
For years and years, we have been, with the ACLU, our champions, the ACLU, Anti-Christian Lunatic Union.
Yeah.
We have been trying to legalize pedophilia so that the little children can understand sexual enjoyment. We've been trying to legalize prostitution federally on a nationwide basis. But you people have come against us and discriminated against us and persecuted us every step of the way. And in the courts, we've not been able to legalize pedophilia.
And there's something wrong with that, in your opinion? The good Lord says the wages of sin are death. And it's one thing if you wish to choose to take yourself out of the gene pool, but it's another if you cause harm to another living human being, then you have to pay the piper.
Especially a child, though, because a child is not old enough to make those decisions for themselves.
Right. Child is defenseless.
We don't allow children to own guns. We don't allow children to drink, smoke, vote. Serve in the military for reasons, because they are not mentally capable of understanding and handling those things.
Wait a minute. You just described Democrats. Keep all Democrats out of the military. Oh, this is going to... We're breaking news tonight, folks, across this nation.
Well, I mean, we want to make our military strong. I think we're on to something here.
We will be able to do all of these things once we ever get to the House back and the Senate back and the White House, and once we can pack the Supreme Court. Then we can legalize pedophilia. You can no longer deny our sexual gratification with children the way you have.
Which is why it's even more important for Christians to get out there and vote.
Right.
And it's even more so much more important for us to clean up our voter rolls and for us to instill voter ID, make sure that that only legal citizens are voting in our elections.
Right, like Kamala once told, you know, children all the way down to age 16 now to be allowed to vote. See, they need the young, the dumb, the stupid, the easily manipulated, because that's what makes up the Democrat Party. That's why we are not part of it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
this is nothing new. Nothing new. Clear back Marcus Tullius Cicero back in the days of Rome. That's what he said. The budget should be balanced. The treasury should be refilled. Public debt should be reduced. The arrogance of officialdom should be tempered and controlled. Assistance to foreign land should be curtailed, lest Rome become bankrupt. People must again learn to work instead of living on public assistance. And he goes on, sounds just like they were fighting the Democrat Party back in Rome. Not much has changed.
Well, in your discrimination and your prejudice and against us, you will never allow...
Sin, yes. I'm prejudiced against sin.
Well, you won't allow drag queens who have the right of, in the First Amendment to be public school teachers. You won't. You deny us access to your children. You deny us the ability to influence your children in our sick way of life.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Correct.
Why would any rational human being want to turn a innocent, naive little child and put them in the hands of the devil?
By forcing us to be rational, you deny us the ability to be Democrats. And again, it's just another form.
Don't bother to back.
Just another form of discrimination.
Okay.
Always.
So you what do we got? Dumbophobia? What is that?
You would have our Democratic females, like the women on The View and those in Congress, if you had your way, you would have them speak and talk like ladies and not like whores.
Hmm. That sounds like a great idea.
They're actually entitled to free speech, but we don't need to have them in elected official positions running the country, and we don't need to give them a huge platform. And, well, of course, there's a lot of money being spent to keep them on the air to put out their tripe and their falsehood and their lies, but they're entitled to their opinions. It's just we don't have to hear it, believe it.
No, we could change the channel anytime we want. Yeah. Go ahead, spew your garbage all you want.
What next? What next? Are you going to deny us the ability to go out into the woods and scream at trees? Are you going to give the trees more freedom than us?
You can hug any tree you wish as long as you don't harm the tree. You can, talk to it. You can
unless
hug
it's
it.
Your own tree on your own land, by all means, chop it down if you want, yell at it, whatever you want. But, I mean, go ahead, scream at the trees all you want. I'd rather you screaming at trees than at me.
Can we no longer take baseball bats to watermelons to show our frustration with you mega Trumpites?
Well, I would say instead of doing that, maybe you should, instead of destroying food over your insane frustrations, maybe you should donate it to food banks and help feed the needy.
Yeah, a wonderful suggestion. Yes, Kenny, very nice. I thought maybe we could make them put the watermelons back together again and show them the futility of their actions. And when you destroy things, the things that are destroyed, like goodness and innocence and love and all these wonderful things, once the Democrats destroy them, they're very difficult to put back together, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. That's once what we've again, been seeing these last, 10, 11 months? Trying to glue the country back together?
Goes to show you forcing, trying to force people to eat broken up watermelons has got a racist connotation to it.
I just ripped a watermelon. If you didn't say anything about race, then what color idiots run around breaking watermelons? I guess any race can do that. I don't care, red, yellow, black, or white. You can all go out and bust up watermelons in protest.
As hard as it is to believe. As hard as it is to believe, in this country up until the 1960s, sodomy and bestiality were a crime, and people went to jail.
Illness.
I think
illness and crime.
Bestiality, I think, is still a crime.
Yet you try to deprive us of that.
Try. Because people care more about animals sometimes than they do their children.
You would promote decency, honor, integrity, everything that is repulsive to Democrats.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's something wrong with that? We're not hurting you. We're just, we're promoting that which God said is good. and we're rejecting that which God says is evil and bad.
You would make right boys, you would make little boys stay little boys, even if they wanted to be little girls. You would make little girls stay little girls and not allow their trans surgery.
Right, you would, until they are old enough to decide for themselves. When they reach an age where they're old enough to vote, be an adult, then they can make up their own mind if they want to destroy their body. Then that's one thing. When they're young, have no rational ability to really understand the consequences of a lifetime change before they even know who they are, what they are. When they're adults, they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, I mean, if a little boy wanted to be a pirate, we're not going to chop his leg off and give him a peg leg. You know, that's right. That doesn't make any sense.
You're only saying that because you know if they get old enough, they're not going to want to do that.
You don't think they're going to want to live the rest of their life with a peg leg?
No.
I don't think there's so many of those children, those little children that chose or didn't, or usually parents, others were pushing them into something that wanted to undo the damage done and find out it's sometimes impossible to go back to what they were, and they have to live with that horror, and I call that abuse.
And a lifetime of medication as well.
Pushed. Yeah. Lifetime medication and pain, and usually sterility.
And mental instability and all that goes along with it, yes.
The two of you have just placed mental cruelty upon me, making me want to give up my life as a Democrat and leave.
We are trying to free you from the insanity.
The brainwashing that's been placed upon you, you know. We go back to love, logic, reason, faith, and trust in God, and we'll stick with it.
If you do that, there will be no Democrats left.
Hallelujah.
Well, nothing lost. If we lose them all, all we have lost is a headache and a problem and some crime and corruption.
Well, here's the question. The question are, the people in New York City, are they dumb enough? Are they really dumb enough to elect a communist? And, you know, that's the question. Maybe we should, maybe open the phone lines later and ask people from New York, just to New York to call and say, you know, tell us about, we know that if you're listening to this program, you're not going to be dumb enough. Although we've had a few call from New York that... Well, they weren't hitting on all eight cylinders, that's for sure.
And maybe they're flipping through the stations, too, and decided to stop and listen for a little bit. Because they might have thought they had an ally in you for a minute there.
Right.
Yeah. Here's this, the problem. 40% of the adults in New York City are unemployed. 53% of the adults receive at least one form of government assistance. About 38% of the residents are foreign-born. 20% or up to 25%, they're not sure, don't speak English. 50% don't use English as their primary language. They speak something else at home. And the largest employer in New York is the government. Second larger employer are the NGOs that work to support the government. Would all these idiots vote for a communist? Yes, because they're all on the dole. They are taking from the, you know, and living at somebody else's expense, and they want to continue getting...
Let me jump in real quick, Joe. I got to say that when Trump cuts off all their federal funding, all those that work and pay the taxes move out, then they're really going to be in trouble because there'll be nobody out there to take the money. We're out of time. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. More to come.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.